Welcome to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973 podcast, where nothing is off limits in this crazy thing we call life. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Here's your host, Shane Lajita.
All right, everybody. So we're back again for another podcast, another episode of Coffee Talk. And I've been hearing a lot of good feedback about the past episodes, a lot of new followers, a lot of people that have been catching up on their road trips and everything else. And again, appreciate all your support. And don't forget to spread the word and let others know and leave some feedback on iTunes and all the good stuff that comes around with podcasts. The more people that know about it, the better it is, because more people listen. And that way we can get the word out there of just having a place to go to that we can celebrate in each other, support each other, hold each other accountable, and do all those things. Okay? So today's Coffee Talk, I did a video one earlier today on No Finish Line Nation and on Connect, where I talked about comparison. Now, I've done podcasts on these before on just the simple topic of comparison. So what is comparison? Comparison, of course, is just being able to take a look at somebody else and their journey, and then taking a look at your own journey and comparing the two. And whatever direction it takes you could be either a motivating thing that you don't want to be like somebody else that has gone maybe at a slower pace or is going down the wrong direction of their journeys, or it can also be a deterrent, which is more often not the case. So a couple things to talk about here. You know, we grow up, we're watching TV, we read magazines, we look at Men's Health, Sports Illustrated, we look at Elle and Cosmopolitan and all these different magazines that are out there that basically portray people to be a certain way, right? And so we all, in one form or another, have this idea or ideal state of what we want to be and what we want to look like and who we want to become. And it's interesting because a lot of times those expectations and those things that we see are unreal. They're unrealistic, right? So you see somebody that's in when you're a little girl and you're playing with Barbie dolls. And I know they've done the comparison before. If it was an actual human that was shaped like a Barbie doll, they would be like this crazy Amazon wild person, right? But here's the thing. It sets unrealistic expectations for us in the first place. And we then start to berate ourselves or come after ourselves, one, because we're comparing against what society seems to believe is the right way. And that in itself is a wrong thing to do. Because if you're comparing yourself towards what a magazine tells you that you need to be looking like, or what a television show or movie looks like, or as we are young, or even young generation of now, looks up to and idolizes some of the folks that are out there, and they're setting unrealistic expectations for themselves. So the comparison begins at a really young age, right? So we're comparing ourselves to what we see in the media or in magazines and all that good stuff, okay? So that's the first step in setting ourselves up for failure when it comes to comparison. It starts really young, like tiny. I mean, right when we first start. Even our parents when we're younger, you know, if you're on a sports team, you know, I played football and I was going against some of the other kids on the team. And it's interesting because my family or my parents would be comparative. They would say, okay, well, you know, you need to play more like them or do things like them. Or scholastically wise, here I was, you know, 3.5 grade point average, thinking I'm pretty proud of myself. But Joe Schmo over here in the class got a 3.7 and my dad would compare to them and say, well, why can't you be more like them? So comparisons started when we were so young. It really did. And really, it hasn't stopped since. As we get older, we start to progress and we start to then, you know, have an ideal state of what an adult might look like, whether it's financially, I need to have this amount of money by the time I'm at this age. And if I don't, and Joe Schmo over here does, then I'm not good in comparison to them. And I need to make sure that I stay above, ahead of the Joneses. And what's the next cutting edge thing? I want to be able to fight harder to be able to, you know, some people use it as an internal drive, but other people, most people use it as a comparative statement to say, I don't compare to this person. I'm not living up to the same expectations that they are. What's wrong with me? Okay. So now we turn the clocks over, or we turn the page over to what we're doing in our health journey. And how many times have you been trying to lose weight, lift weights, run marathons, do whatever it is that you're doing, and you compare yourself to other people and their successes? You know, recent eating plan changes or things like that or whatever, and you have buddies and friends that are doing the same thing that you're doing, but damn it, do they see some really good results fast, don't they? Right? You see your buddy, you know, on the same plan that you are, maybe he's earlier in the stage of where he needs to be compared to what I'm at, and I'm seeing this guy shave off weight like it's like he's crazy, right? Doing the same thing that I'm doing. So it gets frustrating. Or you walk into your center to be able to go weigh in and do whatever it is, and you step up to the scale, you're good to go, everything's all set, you lost 1 pound, and you're like, I'm really proud of that 1 pound. Then the person next to you says, oh man, I'm down 4.5. And then they have the internal gall to say, I'm only down 4.5 pounds, right? So not only are you upset with yourself because you're now subpar in comparison to the person that was next to you, but also you're mad and pissed off because they're saying they lost 4.5 pounds. So it doesn't make a lot of sense, right? So these things happen. It's human nature. Like I said, like I started with, it starts when you're young and you're tiny and you're little and you're growing and you're comparing all the time. What's one of the biggest conversations that you might have at a bar, right? You're sitting around, you're having drinks with your buddies or your girlfriends or whatever. And I know with me and my buddies, we might have those conversations. Who's the greatest of all time guitar player, right? And you might hear all these names, like maybe some Jimi Hendrix or Jimmy Page or, you know, Eddie Van Halen or whatever else. And they're throwing all these names out there. And that we're just having these conversations around who's the greatest guitar players. And we compare each one of them, right? It's natural. In our human nature, we compare one to the other because we have to give ourselves a framework of things we need to work with. And in the grand scheme of things, it's okay to compare yourself to something that sets a high standard for where you want to go. The problem is that when you set the high standard and you compare yourself to something that is a goal of yours that you want to achieve, you then start to beat yourself up because you're not there yet. It's not happening fast enough. You're not good enough. What all the other little things that we try to tell ourselves and how we set ourselves up for failure rather than success trying to get to where we want to go. So it doesn't make a lot of sense to me that we live in this space of negativity with ourselves and we beat ourselves up because we're comparing to Joe Schmo down the road. Stop comparing yourself. You know, I mean, it's easier said than done, right? So, and the reason I'm sharing this with you, like I said on the video this morning, is because this is what I struggle with a lot. You know, I got some people in this journey that have started right around the same time that I have. And overall in the journey that I started, I've lost 100 pounds, right? So I'm thinking to myself, man, that's a lot of weight. Well, now I'm down about 93 pounds because over the past, I don't know, maybe 5-6 weeks, I put on a couple pounds with the new eating plan, right? So for me, I'm struggling in that area, but I see all these posts of people saying how the new plan is really working well for them. Losing weight, this plan works, it's amazing. I've shaved off all this weight. I'm working hard at it. And here I am over here, right? You know, plugging away and doing my thing. And then I'm either up a pound or down one or down 0.5. And the frustration starts to kick in. So I share this with you because I think this is something that I have to work on myself. When we compare ourselves, there's an issue. Because when we compare ourselves to other people that are successful, we then start to badmouth ourselves. And we start to tell ourselves that we're not adequate. And we are failures, and we shouldn't do that. We're successful at what we're doing, so we should be celebrating in the fact that we're successful at what we're doing. Not beating ourselves up because we're not getting fast enough, or not beating ourselves up because we're not comparing and meeting the level of expectation that the person next to you does. Comparison is the thief of joy, right? You heard that phrase before. It's been quoted many, many times, but it makes absolute sense. Your joy of the things that you're doing and you're working hard at and you should be so proud of is stolen and ripped from you when you start to compare to others. Because Joe Schmo has Joe Schmo's story and you have your story. I, Shane Lakita, have my own story, right? And I need to compare myself to myself. Not only should I not compare myself to others, and not only should I start to celebrate a little bit more and more about myself and really start to give myself a little bit of self-love to know that I'm good and I'm smart and I'm successful and I'm making this happen and this is working, instead of selling myself short on small losses or gains or those kind of things and identifying myself with a scale that's evil sometimes, right? But because Joe Schmo lost a lot of weight, I compare myself to them, and then I'm now a failure. You know, and here's the other thing that I talked about on the video today. When you are working at this plan and you're focusing on the things that you need to focus on, you're doing the things that are necessary for you to do. You're working hard, right? All you really have to focus on and all you really have to hone in on is not all the stuff going on around you, but you just have to focus on being better today than you were yesterday. No matter what you're doing. Are you in school? Are you going to college? Do a little more studies today than you did yesterday. Are you in band? Play a little bit better than you did yesterday. Learn a little bit more. Grow a little bit more. Do a little bit more to make yourself better than you were yesterday. It's all you got to really give yourself the gauge and guide of. The eventual results will come from the long-term effort that you're putting into play. But when you build the behaviors around being just a little bit better than I was yesterday, success is only inevitable. And you'll stop beating yourself up. And to be honest with you, even if you don't meet that expectation of being a little bit better today than you were yesterday, that's okay, because it's not this grand mountain thing that you've got to overcome and be able to kill and go after. What it is it's a small blip in the screen. So the next day you get up and say, okay, now I'm going to be better than I was yesterday. It's a new framework, a whole new level set. So it's interesting when we think about this, because we're asking or we're trying to break the mold of how human nature works. That's really tough to do, isn't it? I mean, it's like asking to crack through granite, because this is the way we've been patterned since we've been small children. We've been taught this way. Compare yourself to others because you need to give yourself something to work for. That's all fine and good, but nobody ever told us the back end stuff. The stuff of, if I compare myself to greatness, or I compare myself to being the best that I can to meet up to the expectation of what they're doing, nobody ever told us on the back end, also, don't beat yourself up if you don't get there. Because that's what we do all the time. If you struggle with weight loss, or you struggle with health journey, and you're a food addict like me, and you're fighting in the trenches every day, the slightest little amount that you're negative about yourself and that you beat yourself up over something small and minute can really grow and explode on you. It gets bigger and bigger. Because now, not only are you fighting the fight that you're trying to do every single day, but now you're putting landmines. You're putting IED landmines all along the road as you're trying to walk to wherever you're trying to get to. You're trying to explode and be able to, you know, break down the straight road and straight path that you want to get to. You're making it more difficult for you, although we blame it on life and all the experiences and things that are happening all around us, on our weight gains and failures and dips and things like that, when you're only setting yourself up for failure. You got to change that. You have to change the path of how that works. And it is not easy to do. Tomorrow, after I just had this coffee talk, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to wake up in the morning, and you know what? The first thought out of my mind is going to be, when I look at myself in the mirror, oh man, you know, I wish I was doing something like blah, 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 right? Because it's human nature. But now I got to start to talk to myself a little differently. I got to say, yeah, who cares what they're doing? You need to focus on the fact that you're working hard. You're exercising. You're eating right. You're doing the things that are necessary for you to meet the expectations of your whys. And what the reasons that you're on this journey are the only thing that matter. Focus on you. Stay in your lane. Know that nobody else is in that lane with you. There's not a race. And it's only a race against yourself if you are racing. So basically, you're just running each day to beat your best time that you had yesterday. That's all you're trying to fight for. And it's only with you. The gold, the silver, the bronze, all the medals, is only one medal winner, and that's you. There's nobody else. There's no second. There's no third. It's only first place, and it's you. And you're fighting for the good cause for yourself. You're battling for those whys. So remember that when you start to talk bad about yourself and you start to beat yourself up because you're not comparing to others, or you're not losing weight like others, or you're not gaining the ripped arms or the shredded abs or anything like that at the pace that, you know, the person next to you is at the gym, or they're running a 9-minute mile and here you are trudging it 14 minutes going, man, I just barely can breathe here right now with this. And this person's running 9 minutes. Stop beating yourself up for it. You are worth the investment of fighting for yourself. And you're worth the investment of building yourself up instead of breaking yourself down. I hope that helps you guys, because it really stuck with me. This morning when I had that video, I had a lot of people resonate with that and said, when you use the term comparison is the thief of joy, it so matters and it's so true. Stop stealing your joy and fight for something good in your life, right? Stop comparing. You do you. I think that might be a new shirt I'm going to put out. You do you. All right, guys. I'm hoping that this helps you as much as it helped me, because I'm feeling like I'm in a really good frame of mind right now. It helped me to be able to talk it through, and I'm hoping that when you guys listen to it, you guys are going to hear it and hear the words and live by it, okay? We'll talk later. Have a great day today, and we'll see you around.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook just by searching for Liquid Shano 1973. Also, do us a favor if you can and leave us some love and rate us on iTunes whenever you get a chance. Until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk, and make it a great day.